soul. Break the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Christmas is you and me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. went to a little sanctified church somewhere on Boyswood Street. I heard, yeah, the preacher was preaching, and my soul felt pretty good. So I wrote the song again, and it goes like this. There's a sweet spirit in this place. I feel it all around me. Yes,
sweet,
yes it is.
I can feel it move.
You are not.
All right, welcome to My Gospel Follower. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Listen, been having a good show all week long, and I'm not going to stop here. Yesterday was 219 to talk, and y'all heard from Miss Loretta Boshay. Wait a minute, honey. Don't be introducing me. I can introduce myself. No, Miss Loretta. You ain't on this show today. Today is about the Word of God. Well, I know Jesus. I know I can talk about Jesus, too. I can talk about what would Jesus do and where would Jesus go. I know all the things I need to say, Pastor Jay. Don't be trying to stop me. Don't be trying to quench your spirit over here and vex me all up. I want to share what the Lord has done for me. All right, Miss Loretta, what has the Lord done for you? He saved my soul. He put my name on the roll. He was the doctor in the courtroom and the lawyer in the hospital when I was down and out. I was bound up all in my toe. I had gout all up the back of my leg. And Jesus, there was nothing but the Master that came on in and set me free. See, you got to know when the Master has made you free. Made you free? He made me free. Now I can walk. I can talk. It's like that song. Let me go into a praise break right quick. It's like that song that said, power. Power, Lord, power to walk right. Hey, glory, yes, Jesus. Coming at a hundred. Oh, I felt it all in my soul. I felt it in my spirit all the way up to my fingertips. It said, I looked at my hands, and my hands looked new. Brand spanking new. Still got the tag on my hands. I had to get a hand transplant. You know, when you get old, everything gets a breaking down on you. Okay, Miss Loretta, you tripped. Okay, now I asked you to give a testimony. Now you just. In a minute, you're going to be talking about your glaucoma. Well, my glaucoma did flare up a couple of times last week. But I grabbed a hold of it with the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, when I say that Jesus is real, Jesus is real. I don't worry about my glauc no more. I worry about my glauc is in the draw, but my glaucoma, it ain't messing with me no more. I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. All right, Miss Loretta. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord for your testimony. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Let's move on. Today's show, we're going to be giving an encouraging word. And we're going to be talking about trusting in Him. You know, we are at a part of the year where everybody's stressing and everybody wants to be able to buy this and everybody wants to be able to go here. And everybody want to be able to get some good for your mother, get some good for your children. But guess what? Your finances don't meet your want. Okay? So listen, what you need to do right now is remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Baby Jesus is the reason for the season. He was born. Man, Christ our Savior was born. We're playing a little bit of Christmas music. I'm going to play this next song by your very own, me. And it says Silent Night right here on My Gospel Phone. Thank you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Praise the Lord, welcome to My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, God is so wonderful. Praise God. Amen. He woke us up this morning. God is on our way. Amen. He gave us another day that was not promised. Amen. But he's faithful. Amen. Touch you with the fingers of love. Breathe into the breath of life. And here we are, another opportunity to thank his praise. Lord, hallelujah. Today is Thursday, December the 12th. Amen. Y'all know I'm going to let you know what's going on in your weather. You know, Houston is unpredictable, but we have had a steady 3 days. Right now, the temp is 62 degrees and it's partly cloudy. Mostly sunny. We had experienced early this morning. And it became partly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, patchy fog, lows in the upper 40s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. For Friday, it's going to be partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing up, patchy fog early in the morning, highs around 70, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog, late lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. All right, for your weekend, partly cloudy on Saturday, early in the morning, then clearing up, patchy fog early in the morning, highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the morning, shifting to the southeast in the afternoon. And for Saturday night, it's going to be clear.
then becoming part of solid gold in the Lord. Sunday, oh my good. Sunday morning, 80 degrees, 30% chance of rain and showers, all right? Let's look at Sunday night. It's going to be at 69 and a 70% chance of storm, okay? All right, so make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly. Y'all know Houston is fickle. Always keep an umbrella with you, rain boots, a sweater, a coat. Get you a tank top. You just never know. You might walk. You may get up in the morning and it's freezing cold. Go into the building and it's raining. Come out of the building and it's sunny, like you're headed to the beach. So you want to be prepared for all of these things. Dealing with Houston's weather. Listen to My Gospel Soul. Amen. And it's your host with the most. Pastor Jay. Amen. Making it do what he do. In Jesus' name. So, I'm going to talk a little bit to you about trusting in God. I'm reading for Jesus, from Jesus Calling, 50 Devotions for Comfort by Sarah Young. And I want to thank my sister. I think my sister gave me this book. I love these little books so I can share different inspirational words on there. Then I hopefully deal with short times, but I love her good stuff. So today is a little different. Got a little different twist to things. Let's look at Isaiah 12 and 2, Psalms 61, 2 through 4, 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. I'm reading the New King James Version. It says, trust me and don't be afraid. Anything still out of control. Your routines are not running smoothly. You tend to feel more secure when your life is predictable. Let me lead you to the rock that is higher than you and your circumstances. Take refuge in the shelter of my wings, where ye are absolutely, I like the word, absolutely comforted and secure. Amen. And then it goes on to say, when you are shaken out of your comfort routine, grip my hand tightly and look for growth opportunities. Instead of bemoaning the loss of your comfort, accept the challenge of something new. I lead you on from glory to glory, making you fit for my kingdom. Say yes to the ways I work in your life. Trust me, and don't be afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to get you out of your routine. He's going to get you out of your routine, but you got to understand it's for a purpose. All right? You're listening to My Gospel Soul. When we come back, I'll share a little bit more about it. I want you to be encouraged. The song says, my soul says it, by your very own Pastor Jay. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Kenny Brown. Get your reward today. Amen. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Amen. It's time to get to work for the Lord. We're going into 2020, and everybody has big plans. You know, at the end of the year, everybody always is always getting things right with people they messed up with. And then going into the new year, talking about the big things that they're going to do. Then by the end of the year, they're doing the same thing. They're making amends and for things they did all year. Listen, let me tell you what to do. Live right all year. You know, when you do something wrong to somebody, ask for forgiveness right then. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait. Just get it done right then, all right? This is my gospel soul.
Victory in Jesus. Exalt him among the nations.
Victoriously with you.
Be not dismayed.
Whatever be time.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is My Gospel Soul. Listen, we're having a good time in Jesus Christ today on the air, and I just want to keep it going. I want to keep it going. Let's see who else we got on the lineup. Y'all know I love cute songs. I love this song right here. I woke up thinking about it today. This song is called Bless Somebody right here on My Gospel Soul.
Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. Being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe, we all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody. Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got, just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot.
Jesus, the Son of God, lost in sick and disease. He did it for me. Me, I'm talking about forever Jesus. Forever Jesus, who was he? Oh, I transgression.
How would you feel if God was too cool to bless you, too proud to claim you, and too tired to save you? Wouldn't that be painful? Now take into account how you make God feel when you go to church and sit down when you should stand, all because your flesh is heavenly seasoned, but your spirit is so bland, too shy to lift up your hands, and the only time you open up your mouth is when the pastor say, let the church say amen. See, something God can't stand is when you're too proud to take a stand and send up a praise when he has sent down his blessings with his hands, waiting, holding, more manifesting, yet you're slowly blocking your blessings with your silent praise. Sitting in church thinking to yourself, God is good. Saying to yourself, I know he can hear me. Surely he can, but he wants to see your praise more vivid, more clearly. For some reason, you can't even scream thank you, Jesus, or even shout hallelujah. How about when you make it to those pearly gates and say, hey, Father God, remember me? And his response is, I never knew you. Ouch. Hurts, doesn't it? All God wants you to do is serve, live life abundantly, and keep his covenant. Forever praise his name, yet you do neither because you're too ashamed, and that's a shame. See, you ain't too proud to beg, but you're too proud to praise. You can ask God for everything, but you can't do something simple as give praise to his name. Even after he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, though you had a heavenly mission at hand, you ran and decided to do evil things with your day, and he still didn't take your life away, and you still have a silent praise. See, you seem to miss the true glory of God because of the haze displayed in your eyes. That's the reason why your praise remains inside so disguised. Blessed and highly unappreciative, the precursor to your spiritual demise. Legs almost sleep because you've been in your seat so long, and now the pastor has arrived. And he says, let the church say amen, and that's when you speak. Then he says, everyone stand to your feet, find your Bibles and grab it. Turn to Psalms 34 verse 1 and say amen when you have it. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Now your silent praise has been put to shame because you've done nothing that these very words speak about. Sitting there all saved and super silent. I bet if Ludacris, Lil Wayne, or Jay-Z was in the pulpit, even God himself would have trouble keeping you quiet. Probably be somewhere front and center, standing on a chair, waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. Now what if God decided to stop handing you down blessings? I bet you would be quick to call upon his name and lift your hands up in despair. Now that's a reality check for you, but no one to stand up and give God his praise. That's all he wants you to do. That's all he wants you to do. It's so easy. Just worship him in spirit and in truth, and show him that you appreciate everything he has done for you, O silent praiser. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. And no, this is not to condemn anyone, because I'm that silent praiser that I speak about. And if you're a silent praiser, if you just love the Lord, at the end of this poem, don't just clap. Get out of your seats and shout.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Jay, and that was old silent praiser. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Thomas. Listen, I've had a wonderful time with you on the air today. I'm about to let you go, finish out your day. Just wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you, share some gospel, and bless you. Now, I want you to do what Q Stone said. Bless somebody today. Let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord. He lives, and he lives on the inside of you. So by what you do and how you treat others, you show God's love, right? Amen. So bless somebody today. This has been Pastor Jay. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, watch this. All things are possible. Who cares? God cares.